You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is John chapter 8 and verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You may have heard that knowledge is power. Knowledge is not really power. The reason is that you can learn a wrong thing and you become a dangerous person when you become an expert in a wrong knowledge. For example, there are people who are expert in terrorism. That is knowledge. There are people who are expert. There are men who are expert in adultery. They know how to commit adultery, and their wife will never suspect it, they die.
Remember, tree that Adam was not to eat from is called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's to tell you that knowledge is not power. What is power is the knowledge of the truth. It is knowing the truth. Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You don't become free because you have knowledge. You become free because you know the truth. It is important to learn. It is more important to learn right things. So look at the church today. A lot of people are holding microphone and are speaking. They are saying something. The issue is, what exactly are they saying? Are they speaking the truth? Are they speaking what Jesus asked us to speak? I'm sure you know the answer. So many people in the church have been indoctrinated into wrong knowledge. They have known wrong things and have become established in falsehood. You can become established in error. You can become established in falsehood. In fact, the religion of Rome is establishment in falsehood, in error. Sadly, you will hear people even quoting them today that, oh, if anybody wants to last long, they should emulate the religion of Rome. No, the religion of Rome will not last long, because the only thing that will endure in the end is truth. Every other thing will perish. No matter how long that thing lasted on earth, everything else will perish except the truth. And Jesus is the truth. The knowledge of Jesus, that is true power. That's why Paul said, everything that I consider gain, I count it as a dung for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. All he was pursuing was the knowledge of Christ. That is not to say that you should not have knowledge in different areas of life, but you need to know as a believer that truth is power. It is the knowledge of the truth. You should not simply learn. You should learn the right thing. See, it's a waste of time for you to spend time learning only to learn wrong things. Did you know you can read this book? They call it 48 Laws of Power. You can read it and you are going to learn a lot from it. But you are going to be learning the mind of Satan. You are not going to be learning the mind of Christ. You are going to be learning the ways of the world. You are not going to learn the ways of Christ. In other words, you are learning things that will eventually destroy you. There is a knowledge that destroys. When Adam ate that fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he was destroyed. But anybody that eats of Christ shall have everlasting life. So true power is the knowledge of the truth. What you should pursue is not simply to know, is to know the truth. If you are listening to a man, ask yourself, are you simply receiving knowledge, or are you receiving the knowledge of the truth? A lot of preachers today are passing across knowledge, but those knowledge have nothing to do with Jesus. It is not the knowledge of the truth. And so they are just wasting people's life eventually. Just imagine, Sunday to Sunday, they are carrying mic, they are all speaking. What exactly are they saying? And where is the impact of what everybody has been saying? Brethren, Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. True freedom comes from the knowledge of the truth. And Jesus is the truth. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.